The ANC earlier today, via its Secretary General, Ace Magashule, said the ANC is going to reimburse the government for costs incurred by a party delegation for a trip to Zimbabwe to meet ZANU-PF leaders. So after spending almost a week saying that there was nothing wrong with what they had done, it was all above board, all authorized, all necessary, all critically important to do, now, Ace Magashule says in a statement, we travelled in an unusual manner and profusely humbled ourselves where we went wrong during the lockdown and will reimburse the government for the costs incurred on behalf of our delegation. Our delegation is under quarantine in line with our lockdown regulations. Mandy Wiener, my colleague at 702, journalist and writer, host of the Midday Report on 702, also a News 24 columnist, and this is the topic of the most recent column. Mandy, in the current circumstances, with the current focus on corruption and government spending, it was only a matter of time before the ANC was forced to concede that it had done wrong and had to cough up.
Yeah, certainly. I think it had to read the room here and take the temperature. They just got it so wrong. The fact that they did this, they thought that they would get away with it. Surely they would have looked at the situation and realized that it was a conflation of party and state and that it would not go down well. I mean, the argument, of course, is the sheer entitlement. So they thought they'd get away with it because they're so used to getting away with it.
You're breaking up. Nicola says your phone line was perfectly clear when she got you up. Move half a meter for us, please.
Of course, it was when I spoke to Nicola. I hope it's okay now.
It's a little better. Yeah, I mean, you know, of course they were not going to see anything wrong unless it was pointed out to them, because I mean, let's not blame only the ANC, because political parties around the world conflate their interests with the country's interests, but the ANC is particularly good at that.
Yeah, indeed, they really are particularly good at that, and I think it is years of being in power that this is the manifestation of that, the fact that they didn't see anything wrong with this and they thought that it would be absolutely fine. And now they've had to fall on their swords and, as Ace Magashule says, humble themselves and pay for this. But the point that I make in my column is that this has been going on for a long time.
Indeed.
It's got a long history of abusing canes. And it goes, you know, all the way back to 2006. I've got a vivid memory of being at a press conference in December 2006 with journalists in shorts and slip-slops when Masiwa Lekota was asking Advocate Khomotso Moroka to at the time, which was Phumzile Mlambo Ngcuka's use of the gravy plane. So this has been going on for ages. Every year or two, we report on some kind of an abuse of either a private plane or a jet that's been hired or the air fleet faltering. So this is a problem that exists because it's very inconsequential.
Your line's not great, but we'll keep going. I mean, let's not be ahistorical. This is a problem that goes back longer than the ANC. The National Party was very happy to conflate the interests of the National Party with the interests of the country. And you think about the use of Defence Force planes and Defence Force helicopters to go hunting illegally in occupied Southwest Africa and so on. So, I mean, it's another bad habit, unfortunately, that the ANC picked up from the Nats.
I think that they would disagree with that. It's the result of in power for a long time. And I think that that's why they defended it for so long as well, that we saw the ANC spokesperson, Dakota, coming out and saying, you know, this is nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with us intervening here. We're doing it in the interest of the population, in the interest of ensuring that people don't starve in Zimbabwe. So it is justifiable. But I think just in the current climate with the COVIDpreneurs and the allegations of corruption against the ANC, I think that they just had no choice here but to humble themselves. But I am interested to see what the president does. You know, he asked Defence Minister Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula for an explanation on how this arose. And will he now take some kind of action? Don't forget, John, this happened in 2014. If you may have forgotten with the news cycle, there was a very similar controversy where the defense minister gave a Burundian woman a lift who was a family friend.
Indeed,
on a
yes.
plane from the DRC. And there were never any consequences for that. Why wouldn't they do it again?
Exactly. And what are the chances that there will be some form of action. We did have a cabinet minister reprimanded at the beginning of COVID, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams. She's come back just as inefficient and interfering as before. So do you think there's a chance? I can't see Nosiviwe Mabisa Nqakula being fired for this, but perhaps a chance of something similar to Ndabeni-Abrahams, a couple of months off duty without pay?
Unlikely. I mean, she's a very senior member of the ANC, been a minister for a long time. If you look at the factions within the ANC and the position of Cyril Ramaphosa, I don't foresee that happening. I think it's a very different situation with Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams. I mean, there might be a rebuke, but I don't necessarily foresee a suspension. But at the same time, Cyril Ramaphosa is in a very tight spot on having to defend the ANC. We saw the open letter that he wrote to the party as well. So, he does need to be seen to be acting against any kind of wrongdoing, of corruption, of any kind of abuse of state power.
Mandy Wiener, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.